You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Baby, Lynn and Jefferson are at odds, and this is getting a little dictatorish. And Khalil's out here killing his mama. Y'all, we got so much to talk about, so stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, buzz.
Good Lord. Ooh. Your girl goes to Atlanta for 1 week, and Black Lightning don't know how to act.
They don't know how to act.
Lord.
Because what did we just experience?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my BL.
Oh, my BLND.
What is up, guys? I'm so excited to be back with my girls for another after show for Black Lightning. We're in season 3, baby, episode 2, and I'm here with my lovely ladies. I cannot do it without my girls. What's up, Lanisha?
What's up? Oh, my Black Lightning. This is an episode that just, you writers, yeah, okay, y'all good, though, because y'all really be having me at the edge of my seat. Bravo.
You tried it. Zuri, how you feeling over there?
I feel good. This was an action-packed episode. It was pretty heavy.
It was a lot. And Portia, girl, I am shook. Before you even get it out, I'm shook. I don't know how to act. I just don't. It was so much, y'all. We got to talk about a lot. Yes. We got Jeff and Lynn are kind of going at it, which making me nervous.
Her huge. I mean, I'm used to they fights, but this one is a detrimental time to be fighting.
Yeah. Jeff and Jen. Lynn. Jen is wilding.
Yes.
Which I wasn't too mad at. And this is wilding, which I'm a little mad at. And Khalil.
Khalil. You're not Khalil no more.
We're gonna talk about it, but you guys make sure to stay tuned to the very end because you already know we have our special segment, OMBL, Oh My Black Lightning. So you guys start thinking about those moments that made you say, Oh My Black Lightning, because we're gonna talk about it. But let's get into it. Jeff and Lynn, we pick up this episode. They are still with ASA. Jeff is kind of tapping into these new powers that have been activated for him. And old boy just wants to let us know that he knows what Jefferson is up to. And it is causing a little bit of a rift between Lynn and Jeff. What are you guys thinking with their storyline this episode?
I don't think I've seen them fight as passionately, but I did like how the writers, I was telling Porsche, we watched it together, how at the end when Lynn was arguing and she got in the bed, I was like, I really like how it wasn't like a feud and a walk off because I would have walked off. And I feel like that like shows that like marital, like, we stick together.
But where's she going?
She got in the bed and she was like, you gotta trust me.
He would have to go to the couch or you're not sleeping here. Like, we're having a real fight.
You know what I feel like is happening low-key? I feel like they planned that fight. I feel like it's not a real fight. I feel like they plan to fight each other and get on each other's nerves.
Oh.
In reality, like, they're wanting Odell to think, like, they're separate. Because Odell's trying to plant little things to keep them, like, to keep them not on the same front.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like because we saw that Jefferson has this power to silence, like, to block out other, you know, listeners. I feel like maybe at some point they had a discussion where they were like,
we're gonna throw him off.
Yeah.
Well, make it make sense, Drew, because I don't know.
Like, that's me hoping.
Yeah, you know, because they did a lot of fighting in season one. They kind of slowed it down in season two. But to see this fight, this was a fight on a different type of level. Mm-hmm. And this is a fight in a crucial time. Like, this is too sticky of a time for us to be going neck to neck. Like, we in this cage, basically. Our daughter's out there without our protection. We don't have time to not be to be disagreeing on so much stuff. Like, we got to come to terms with the fact that either you going to help this fool or you going to help me take him out.
Right.
We got to figure that out because he got the G to the O.
Well, this was really hard for me because I couldn't pick a side because I understood both ends. I understood Jefferson's side where as far as he's a meta, he gets it. Like, you're literally staying so calm and actually going along with Odell's plan. Like, I don't trust Odell at all.
Mm-mm.
Like,
he's the devil.
Okay. Mm-mm. But I also get Lynn's point of view. Like, at least she could help.
Yeah.
And at least she could do something for the kid. And she doesn't want him having pressure on that poor Marilyn.
I was going to say, so let's talk about Miriam?
Miriam.
So she has the ability to... We kind of saw her last episode. Mm-hmm. We get to know her a little bit more this one. She has the ability to camouflage herself. A chameleon. A chameleonaire. Gang. it was a horrible joke. I'm so sorry. But she has the ability to, you know, blend in. And we get this really interesting tidbit about her, you know, because she's Muslim. Which I was like, these writers, man, they just come for necks. They want you to know they don't have time for bigotry. Okay.
Facts.
But she, you know, her body is working against her. It's deteriorating. She's losing her hair. She's losing her nails. And
she's crying blood.
Yeah,
yes,
crying
that part.
Blood. And it's kind of like a race against the clock to figure out how to stabilize her. What are your all's feelings on her? Like, do you think we have much time with her? Do you think she's not going to make it? Because we lost sweet Issa last week.
I think she's going to make it and she's going to get up out of there. She's going to chameleon herself against them walls and walk up out of there clean. They can't see her, okay?
Yeah.
She's going to blend in.
I think there's a reason why we're so focused on her. Like, we really haven't seen any other meta children outside of Issa last week and he passed. So she has something going on with her.
I'm just trying to get into the writer's mindset. And how they want us to be connected to... You want to feel bad when a child dies. So, like,
absolutely.
We're really getting connected to this character. So, I don't know. They seem like they don't care who that... Like, they don't care.
Right? They're like, everybody can go for...
Okay.
Bye.
We lost Khalil.
But
mentally.
Do we ever lose people?
That's very true.
Mentally.
The fact that we gotta keep asking ourselves this every time. Do we ever lose people?
Do we really?
I saw Jill Scott at the Tyler Perry thing when I was there. If you guys were watching the show last week, they showed an interview I did with Chyna. I saw Jill Scott and I was like, sis, are you really dead on Black Lightning? And she was like, girl, yes. And I was
like, you need to come back alive.
She was like, I was burnt. I was like, I'm just saying, Lala came back, Khalil came back. Like, I just don't be believing.
Is Miriam
the body bag?
Is Miriam using her powers not helping her? I thought they were making her use her powers so that she could revive herself.
She was using her powers, and it's kind of past the point of return. So I think what Lynn is doing in chat, if you know, help us out. I think she's, like, trying to, how Jefferson, like, was able to level up in his powers by being in there. I think Lynn was trying to almost do the same for Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was picking up.
Like a Chyna thing? Because Chyna said it hurts when she doesn't use her powers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking she's having a Jen type of thing, how Jen is going through it when she don't use her powers. So maybe if she starts to use her powers, all this blood, and she'll grow her nails back, and maybe her hair will start growing back, and then she's going to chameleonaire herself up out of there.
Right.
Because it wasn't happening she got up into that cage.
They're going to try to catch her riding what? Dirty.
Okay.
Bam.
I'm not going to play with you, Drew. Not to
y'all, I've been listening to a lot of old school music today.
Clearly.
Trying to catch her riding dirty.
You know. Something we did learn, though, is that they are making the meta babies fight each other. Which, fighting is bad. Don't do it. But they're making them fight each other. Obviously, Odell is wanting to use them as weapons. You know what irks me about Odell? It's because he speaks so monotone and so slow.
Straight face.
I hate him, actually.
He reminds me of the aunties in church who are mad judgmental and they say, like, real rude things, but they were saying it calm and collected, so it was, like, you couldn't get upset because they were calm. That's what Odell triggers me.
Yeah. You know, I feel the same way, but I think that Odell is really going to be a good guy in the end. Like, I hate to do a prediction this early in the show, but I feel like when he was talking to China and he's like, trust me, I'm on your team. Obviously, that wasn't a selling point, but I feel like when we found out how Odell was sent by, like, the government, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, revenge. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Odell was once a meta and, like, went into a pod and came out not a meta and like, lost all his hair and eyebrows and eyelashes and now he hates life. Like, you guys are all looking at me like I'm crazy.
No,
I hate Odell.
He's not. There's no return. This fool got to G to the O. Get him up out of there. He gotta go.
But you know what? On my team.
I kind of agree. I could kind of see that, though, because there's always one character who you just can't stand. Like Professor Snape in Harry Potter, right? Nobody liked Professor Snape, but then what happens? He ends up not being that bad of a guy, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel
like Odell might be Professor Snape.
Something is gonna, like, I feel like it's gonna unfold to where, like, someone crossed Odell in the past, and, like, he's done all this to, like, I don't know. I can go on for a long time about this, but mark my words. Chat, note this. Odell's gonna be a good guy.
Because she's gonna be like, right. Once it happens, remember, I said it.
Let's talk about someone who I really don't like. He's a new character to the season. I just want to talk about him a little bit, and that is Commander Carson Williams.
Braxton.
Which, chat, if you watch Cloak and Dagger, that's Cloak's daddy, right? Like, I'm not crazy. That's Tyrone's daddy. I'm pretty sure. I went to IMDb it, but it hasn't been updated yet because it's a new season. And I was really staring at this man like, you're in the Marvel universe already. Which I like. I think that's fun. I like when actors hop from DC to Marvel and back and forth. But if you're in the chat and you know, please let me know because that has been driving me crazy for the past 2 weeks. But I don't like him.
He's also Braxton from Jamie Foxx Show.
He sure is. He sure is. Fan of D Saint says, no, it's not different. Then that's his twin, man. That's it. Like, I was really pulling up photos while I was watching and staring at them. And I was like, he has a gap and he has a gap. And the same person.
But Commander, I don't like him, but not as much as Odell. Because I feel like he was forced to be this way.
Like, he got conditioned?
Yeah, just like any of metas. Because Commander, he clearly is one himself. Even though he's calling other people metas. That's self-hate, Commander.
Ooh, which is like anti-blackness within the black community. Because we saw that with Tobias last season, the season before, and now we're seeing it in a different light.
Hello?
Y'all better shine light on
levels. There's levels to this. Okay.
Berseri was bringing in the realness last week. I'm telling you, these people are mixing in real life with the sci-fi, y'all. It's deep. But I really think... I'm just saying.
She's talking about it's deep.
It's deep.
You know what I'll say about him, though? You know how, like, in season one, there was Lynn and the vice principal, and we were like, ooh, we want them to fight. I'm like, when the big fight happens of this season, I want Henderson versus Williams.
Because it's not happening. Henderson Williams is a meta.
Henderson wants all the smoke. Listen, baby, when you have a country draw like that, you do not care, okay?
Well, at least get him some power. Or Gambi, build him a gadget.
Also, Damon Gupta, who plays Henderson, was on Criminal Minds, so therefore... In my mind, he carries that knowledge and that power as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, I think he can handle it. Because you know what? William's power is that he can replicate other metas' powers.
Yes.
So if you're going against a human, you'll
power. Okay.
What's that, Drew? All right, tech piece. Yes.
So if Gambi helps him, then I believe that it could work.
Listen.
All right. Ooh,
you're welcome. We just wrote the finale. Season over, after show done, goodbye, good night, everyone. No, but I would like to see that fight, Henderson and Williams. I think that would be a dope fight.
Because it's long overdue. Williams already done winning at Henderson. Like, he already done had to put the paws on them.
Yeah, so. And I'm tired of him getting punked. Henderson gets punked all the time. I'm like, let's stop doing my man like this.
Okay.
He's a family man. He's
stressed out.
He sure is
at this point.
He show is. Speaking of stressed out, our girl Jen, she's tired of being locked up in this house. She's tired of being locked up in that school. She don't have her man. She don't have her parents. Her sister's in MIA, and she is tired.
Yeah.
And we saw her whoop some but
this I was episode. Sitting on the couch because me and Zuri was watching it in my living room. What I said? I said, beat they ass, beat they ass. They had her messed up.
Okay.
They had her all the way messed up. What you mean you won't smoke with her? She literally just told y'all, stop fighting. Y'all ain't got to act like animals. I know we cooped up in here. But, you know, just calm down. She's trying to be the peacemaker. Mm-hmm. And then here they go calling her the Queen of Garfield again. So she had to just let them know what's up. Yes.
And they called her a bee. So that's automatically a wrap, okay?
That's automatically. You asked for this ass whooping I'm about to give you.
I'm saying I feel that. The country, the country in me came out. I was like, I don't care if I go down in the fight. You call me that, you getting hit. Yeah. Simple as that.
Automatic.
That's how it goes.
Automatic.
I don't write the rules. But what was really exciting, I think, about her fighting was because we saw her powers light up for a second, but she controlled them.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting because I think that means we're going to see her suit up soon.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
Grow. Yes. Kelly Insecure. Grow. Yes. I'm very excited for it because we almost got to see her suit up for a second. And then Gambi was like, get up out of that suit and go home.
Speaking of Gambi and suits, what did you guys think of his young Gambi? I thought that was a Gamdar moment. I mean, not a Gamdar moment.
I didn't think he was a young Gambi. I thought he was one of the soldier commander guys.
But he was Gambi. He, like, did a shape. A
he
face
did.
Shift.
He did, like, the thing that Jen did last week. Where she
I know.
Was,
he was one of the, I just thought he was a soldier. I didn't know if that was a younger version of him, is what I'm saying.
Oh, it may not have been, but it looked like a young Gambi to me.
Looked like it was a catfish. That's what it was. Another catfish. But it wasn't as bad as Jen, so.
What if that technology was real and you could be catfish?
Tag me in.
Be out here scamming them.
No, tag me in. When I tell you, if that was real, I'm Beyonce every day.
I'm Bad Gal Z.
Okay?
I'm getting my rent paid, okay? I'm not working anymore. I'm scamming men. Hey. I'm Rihanna. I'm Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce every day. Okay, you can't. I'm getting in that place. I'm getting in this place. I'm getting this place. And y'all about to run me everything. What's up?
Y'all better watch out now. Y'all better watch out.
I'm going to have everything I want, okay? Walk up in her whole little... Let me not.
You like, huh? I woke up like this, but really, though. Because I'm Beyonce now. Run me my check.
Okay?
Plural.
But checks. Factual.
Forget checks. I want cash.
Gambi is getting this object so that he can let Anissa back in. Meanwhile, Anissa kind of losing her damn mind.
Well, per usual.
She's not kind of. She's all Z-Way. Okay? I said the party done helped you too much for you to be out here taking this man by his neck. When she did that, I said, oh my God, what'd he say?
Not on Indigenous People's Day.
Right.
I said, why are you Columbus in this joint?
Oh my gosh, I just couldn't. Like, why? It was hurting me to see her act like that towards them. Granted, Anaya was a little like, what y'all got going on? I'm tired of these people. We can't take no more. Y'all gonna get us caught, you know, relocate. But she just went full-fledged, I run this and y'all gonna shut up. Like, this is not how this is supposed to work. Not a partnership.
There's no 50 for Anissa to me. Like, it's either it's zero or it's 100.
That's very true.
That scares me because it makes me think, I know not this season, but it makes me think in the future, what if she ends up becoming a bad guy? Like, I don't know.
Like, maybe Blackbird becomes more...
Like a controlling... Yeah. Like a more freak.
Yeah. For the power, yeah.
I think Anissa's a Leo.
Well, I think...
I'm a Leo.
I think chapter one...
I was like, are you...
Anissa might be a Leo.
But Zuri's calm.
But
and she's sweet.
On the show.
Okay, I want to say, Leo, it's a whole nother...
We all know how Zuri is on these streets.
Oh. You know.
And Anissa seems calm when she needs to be.
Well.
You're right. But I mean, look, chapter one was called The Birth of Blackbird for a reason. Like, that was her birthing. Like, we saw that she's ready to rob... kill, steal, whatever she got to do to get whatever she needs. And granted, all the things that she needs, that she's going for, is for great reasons. So it's not like she's doing it because she's trying to be evil with the stuff. She's doing stuff for great causes, but the way she's going about it is just not so great. And now she's putting the fear of Blackbird in a whole bunch of other people. And I just don't know how this is going to work out.
See, that's why I said I'm scared, because even though it's for a good reason now...
Yeah.
There's a lot of villains that have been created for doing something good. I'm starting saying off good.
Thanos thought that he, if we're going to do a Marvel reference real quick, Thanos, in his mind, was doing what he was doing for a good reason.
And Drew, Drew, Leos are very passionate people in the chat. She said, and this is too passionate. I can attest. That, you know, is it crazy? Is it passionate?
Y'all not going to come for us. But listen.
Nicholas Kelly said, but that was understandable for Anaya because she got two babies. And the fact that they are now on rations, meaning we don't got enough food.
Exactly. Rations. Also, there's the chance that you're bringing Markovians to my home, to my babies. Like, you know, it's very understandable. At some point, money isn't like... You can agree to something and it be more than you thought you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we thought the Markovians was about to go a straight shot for Freeland, but we see they go to Purdy's side first because they trying to find vegetation. Okay? Mm-hmm. They need food, too. They in this underground world trying to take people out. They need to eat.
But then we see that one of the medics is able to help grow the garden, and then I was like, all right, you can stay for now. Don't get comfortable.
When she did that, I said... I need her on all the fruits and veggies I ain't eating right now, okay? Because maybe if they was grown for free.
She was just like Millie rocking and there was like vegetables growing. I was like, oh.
Wow.
Wow. Look at that. Shout out to the chat. I see you guys going crazy in there.
Everybody has been talking since we started.
Let's take a people shout out. Some people shout out to Nicholas Kelly. Nicholas Kelly literally, like, throughout, even off seasons, will, like, tweet me about this show, about The Flash, about Cloak and Dagger. Lit. Like, they stay on top of their joints. So,
Jazzy Jones, too.
Jazzy Jones. Fandom D. Saint.
Ted B. Elijah. EJ Turbo Russ.
Who else in here? Chris Moe.
Gracie Toby Ryan.
Sahib.
Jess Sheldon.
Shout out
to y'all. A lot of we people appreciate here. Y'all. Every week, man. Every season. Always supporting. Really appreciate it.
Speaking that's really, love.
I went to Comic-Con this summer. Got to talk to this cast.
Yeah.
They were mad fun. Got to
You're
go
so
to a,
great.
Got to go to a boat party with them, which was fun. But if you guys want to check out those interviews, they talked a lot about what's coming up. So you guys should go check it out. And then I think you guys showed it last week. I did get to talk to our girl, China. And she talked a lot about what's happening. So go check out those interviews. And I've already been in talks with certain people who would like to come in and hang out with us. But if you want to see those people, y'all gotta keep watching. You gotta keep tweeting. You gotta keep liking, subscribing, following, all of that. We have so many shows on this network.
Yeah.
We're constantly, like, every time, like, I watch other shows. Like, this is not one of those, I'm just going to make you watch my shows. I really do watch other people's shows on this on this network. And people are popping, y'all. So y'all really need to go.
Popping. We got all the genres you want. Okay. Action. Yep. Drama.
Romance.
Comedy.
Period.
Reality.
Yup.
We got the whole nine. I know this ain't the only show you watch.
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Because you're fumbling the bag if it is. But y'all should really check it out. Guys, check out our interviews. Check out all of our other shows. Because when you guys support us, we're able to bring more people up in here. Bring your faves in here. Make sure to tweet to your faves. Let them know that you want them to come pull up an AfterBuzz. Because, you know, we're out here. We're really out here. Because we're the ESPN of TV talk. Bow.
I love Thank
you. Bow. You know what, though? Someone we had on this show last season who was giving Portia and I a lot of trouble was our homeboy, Jordan Calloway, who plays Khalil, who is acting a damn fool.
I don't know how to come back from what I just experienced on this episode.
He has a chip and they gave him a degree. Like, I went to college for 4 years and he got a degree by...
A master's.
A master's.
A master's degree.
And a blink of an eye.
But because he...
But what's the Khalil going to do with a master's degree?
Kill his mama again. Okay.
Listen, man.
He just going to kill her again. Oh, y'all. Oh.
My heart broke.
It broke
My heart
me.
Broke.
But they gave him new powers because before he needed like the venom shooting thing.
Yeah.
And now I guess he was choking his mom, but she also went like a stone kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. It was poison.
Maybe the chat knows. Like, does he change powers like in real
I didn't see nothing coming from his hands, right. but it was really weird.
Yeah.
Or maybe the things that he had around his hand was like putting the venom in her veins, because we see like her veins pop up and they turn green and then they explode and all types of stuff. Or expand.
First of all, she said, "Do you know me?" And he said, "I don't need to." If I said that to my mama in Blue Ivy's Planet Earth, I would be smacked into the back to slavery times.
Yeah.
Like,
who is Portia Carter?
Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Spray paint me on the shirt.
Okay. Like, if I said that to my mother, who is Portia Carter? Okay.
Drew Jones, never heard of her. Like,
never hashtag R.I.P. Sorry.
Right? Like,
was she a hashtag?
Hashtag, was she in the Underground Railroad with Harriet?
Like,
because we don't know her.
Because
that's how far she got slapped back.
Oh, man.
The disgrace.
The audacity.
Wow. Y'all, first of all, I don't even watch shows, because I tried to watch this other show, I ain't gonna name no names. I don't even watch shows where kids disrespect their parents. Outside of Power. Sorry. But I do not watch shows where kids disrespect their parents, because I don't relate to that. Like, that's just not a thing for me. I didn't grow up that way. And in a black household, you don't talk to your mama crazy unless you're trying to catch this backhand real quick. You know what I'm saying? And so to see him not only give her just the smallest bit of flack that could come out of his robotic brain, say, "I don't need to know who you are."
Yeah.
I get it. It's a chip. I get it, but no.
What I want to know is, I want to know more about the Khalil situation. I want to know if he actually died, if he was close to death, and then they were able to, like, save him, or, like, what the situation is there, because there has to be some form of humanity still left in him.
I think there is, because of Jin, and because they were talking, the commander and Odell was even talking about it, like, the chip could mess up and he could, like, go back, or he could go, like, so I do definitely think, like, there is a piece of Khalil in there, and I definitely agree with you. I think something's gonna happen to Jin. But I hope it doesn't mess up his brain.
Well,
I was praying his mama would bring it out. I was praying that he would see her and something would click within him.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was nothing. He was cold, stone-blooded killer on his mama.
Which makes me nervous. It makes me fear for... Remember, I think it was just you and I were doing the show at this point, but I said at some point that what I worry about Khalil is he's going to have that redemption story thing where, like, the character who used to be good and does starts doing bad things ends up having to sacrifice himself to redeem all the bad things that they've been doing.
No.
And I get really scared that that's going to be a Khalil. Like, that's going to be Khalil, and we thought it was going to be Khalil, and then he was fine, and he died being good. And I was like, okay, cool. But then
his spine pulled out.
This man has fake died like 87 times. The spine thing, I'm still not over.
Okay. That was
Portia
brutal.
Said that was her most traumatic moment of this whole series.
That might have been my most traumatic thing of my life.
Yeah, like, that was traumatic.
I'm stressed out, though, because I just, like, I don't like bad Khalil. I don't like painkiller. Okay.
Okay.
We like Khalil. We like Jordan Calloway, star of Unfabulous, growing up and becoming Khalil. Painkiller is mean.
Okay. And it broke my heart, because I had so much hopes. I was like, oh, yeah, Jen's going to be with Khalil. They're going to be together. No. Painkiller awoke. He's killing people. He's evil. I don't know. He killed his own mama. I'm just saying.
I can't.
It is sad, but y'all know who had compassion? Commander Williams. He wasn't going. He was like, you really gonna make the first target be his mom? Like, he didn't understand that. And it showed that even though he's this hard rock meta, that he does have a heart. And there's some type of heart in probably all these evil people. The soldiers, the commanders, even Odell probably. You know, like, they may have something in them that is mushy enough to make them change their ways eventually.
That's why I said, like, I think the commander's being forced. Like, he has no choice but to be this person.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Because he literally went to Odell like, are you crazy?
Yeah. But his own mama?
Because he know he might be light-skinned, but he blackity black. He know what's up. You want this man to kill his mama?
What did Drake say? I'm light-skinned, but I'm still a dark.
Okay.
You know?
But I'm still a...
Okay.
If you guys listen to Drake. For those of you guys who don't listen to Drake.
It's Black Lightning. Everybody listen to Drake. But our boy Lala's back. I think
surprise.
I don't think he's too happy about it.
Oh, how we love him.
Yeah, he is done. Lala's over it.
Lala is me Monday mornings getting like when you wake up and you're like, damn, I gotta go to work.
Like, you haven't taken me yet?
You just lay out of bed, you're like, ugh, no.
I'm not dying. Did y'all see how the three people, I guess that these are people that he killed, the people that he was talking to about the briefcase when he woke up. Did y'all see that when they finally attached the tattoos to his skin, how he just took it in? Like, last season, it was hurting him so much to have those people that he killed to take in on his skin, but now he was just like, all right, more power. Don't worry about that.
Because that final one, when he became Tattoo Man, that was a lot. It all came at once. The ultimate.
He was burning.
Yeah. So two is probably nothing.
That was three of them fools.
Yeah. A three.
I'd be watching this show and thinking to myself, if I was a youth pastor, I'd be writing sermon after sermon.
On this show.
Because I'd be watching shit or stuff like, oh.
Y'all already said it. Oh.
Well, whatever.
I'm growing to really like Lala.
Ass is in the Bible.
I'm growing to really like Lala because he is, so like, you know how gangs were created to really protect the community.
Yeah.
And Lala's like reinforcing that. And I feel like, I hope that people who are watching this show like take hold of that. Like, this was, gangs were created for protection.
You always know what to say.
Come on,
she always know what to say. Yeah, and you right, because he was real deal hurt that they was sitting here hustling people for food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, what? This what y'all at the bottom of the barrel.
Your own community is taking their money for food. And the guy, I like that. I mean, it's so cliche for the guy to like shoot Lala, get scared, and like scurry, literally almost fall away. But I loved that scene. What did you guys think of the bullets popping out of his body?
I was like, that's cold.
Yeah, I was like.
And they still had the blood there. That's what I like. And I like that they actually still had the blood. So you can actually see this literally came out of his body.
It was a little weird, but here we are. It's Lala.
I just feel like I really relate to Lala because he just looked tired. He was like, ugh. I guess. Like, I know everybody like, and he's like, I'm up, whatever.
Let me save y'all real quick. I'm about to die now.
Right? He ain't even packing, like, don't even have weapons because he's just like, whatever. At this point, this man done got blown up by bombs. He done got thrown out of windows by heart darts, all types of stuff. The man has just been through it. He done died every single way you could possibly die at this point.
He's like the black Kenny. If y'all watch South Park, there's Kenny, that poor character that just always is dying. They're like, oh my God, he killed Kenny. Lala is Kenny in this situation. You're just like, dang, again?
Yeah.
He died again? All right.
He ain't even have to die this time, though. That was like a knockout. All right.
So is he getting stronger then? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The person who was bringing him back to life is dead. So ain't no more.
So, okay. Maybe.
Because remember, they killed him.
Yeah, but maybe I miswatched this. I don't know. But like, when he pulled up, he had three people with him. Those came from him, right?
Those are people who went into his tattoos. Remember what I was just talking about?
Yeah, but like,
how'd they get here is what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying. They
just popped up, just like, no, for real. Just like Will and Homegirl who was looking for her daughter in season one. How they just popped up and they just be sitting there talking to him and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was he able to use them as like reinforcement? And then when he was done, like, he put them back? So that's what it looked like.
Oh, like he has more control on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think now he does.
Where?
So he can like birth
like,
his
is this
death.
Like those people, I don't think were dead that were with him at first. They were, well, I mean, I think they were dead, but I think he like had them on his chest already, and because he pulled up in the car with them.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, like, I think they were already
like he birthed his death.
Yeah, he like reused them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How did he use them?
Like, they don't just pop up anymore. Like, I think he now has more control on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I thought. I'm not sure. Chat, if y'all saw the same thing as I did, let me know so I don't feel like I'm crazy.
I thought they was just, you know, because these people that he be killing be acting as his, like, subconscious and stuff. And talking to him, riding with him, doing all types of stuff.
Yeah.
And he just parlaying until they eventually get in his body.
Yeah.
Or on his body.
But are they coming to a point where he can, like, manifest them to where they're, like, tangible beings that they can cause harm on other people?
Oh.
That would be kind of cool.
They probably could. However, other people can't see them. Only he can. Because even when he rolled up with the dudes, everybody just saw Lala.
Okay. See, I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah, because remember when they was addressing him, they was talking to him, they like, yeah, you used to be the king, but where are you now? Now it's just you. And then as soon as he said that, he turned around, he intook his little tattoo people that he killed before, I guess, and he about to have them on his body. Then he turned around, he was like, don't worry about that.
Gotcha. I think eventually he'll get to that point, though.
Yeah, I think that would be a cool thing if he can...
control that. Like I have
well, obviously them people ain't got no powers and they ain't meta, so they better be able to do something special
instead of just being in his head.
Okay.
That's great. Or his body, I should say.
We have a lot to process here, so I realize there's probably a lot of moments that could possibly be your OMBL, but let's hop into it, y'all. Let's figure out what our OMBL moments of the week are. Y'all, if you're new to the show, one, welcome. We don't bite. Two, we have a fun little segment we like to call OMBL, Oh My Black Lightning. Every week we pick out a moment that just made us go, wow, can't believe that happened. So if you're in the chat, make sure to let us know so we can shout you guys out. If you guys are in the comments, make sure to comment throughout the week and we will respond throughout the week. And we want to hear what your OMBL moments were. But let's kick it off with Miss Portia.
My OMBL was Khalil killing his mother.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know, between that and Jen shanking up the Purdy dude, it was a lot.
Oh, and so?
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, yeah, choke.
Yeah. Both of them was chokeholding people out here, and they have no control.
That's the new move.
Single-handedly, though, I think I'm really proud of that.
Come on, Gaines.
Single-handedly,
Zuri. Yeah.
My OMBL moment was the beginning with Miriam. Like the cinematography has really stepped it up this season.
Yeah.
Like, I grabbed my eyes, like, oh my gosh, she has blood coming out, like her nails, and even how they're graying out her face, but it doesn't look. Like, she looks ghosty, but she doesn't look like they just put some translucent powder on her. Like, they really stepped up the shots, the makeup, like, everything about this, even this facility. So when I saw her, like, throwing up, blood coming out of her eyes with no context, like, my brain is just going, like, what happened? Like, did Odell poison her? Like, I think that scene made me have to, like, choose my own storyline.
Her nails were off.
Yeah, and then she was pulling out her hair, and I was like, oh, God, like, where are we? What happened?
So, I said, this girl has been through enough, even without the powers.
Yeah, so I was like, that was my OMBL moment.
Y'all both took mine, but let's see. I'm going to still go to Khalil, but I'm going to go with the very first knowing the fact that he had a chip in his head, and he wasn't Khalil. He was Painkiller, and he was just a killing machine. So just that introduction... Well, I was just like, OMBL, no!
That's very true, because he did introduce himself as Painkiller and not Khalil, so it's clearly... Yikes! My OMBL moment, I'm going to have to agree with Fandom D. Saint and Nicholas Kelly in the chat. Mine is the Queen of Garfield beatdown.
Yeah.
Because it means a lot for Jen's character, because that means control. And that's something we have struggled with her for the past two seasons. So to go into season three and see so much control makes me hype, because that means we're getting lightning.
I mean, she definitely did have a moment where you seen her face turn.
Yeah.
And but she pulled it back up and was like, you know what? I'm going to beat their ass without these powers.
Exactly.
I do hope we get lightning, though, sooner rather than later. Like last season.
I feel like if Anissa stays out there... we're gonna have to get lightning.
We demand it.
So Art Love said that his OMBL was when Thunder took out the Markovians, and then, you know, Fandom D. Saint said Queen of Garfield beat down. Nicholas Kelly actually said same thing when Jen was fighting those kids in the gym. Okay, everybody else said Khalil killing his mom.
Yeah,
because of disrespect. Honestly, truly, I'm worried, and I'm also I feel like. When we do get Khalil back, because it's inevitable for us to get Khalil back at some point, the Reaper, like, the dealings that he's going to have to do, realizing he killed his mom.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you did it. At this point, look.
I mean, he's brainwashed.
So. You're right. He is brainwashed. Well, look, he's going to take that same brainwashed power and go kill Odell.
Hopefully.
True.
He needs to kill
him. I'm sorry, I don't like him.
I don't like him either. But
and my thing is, Gambi, he knew what was up when he watched the, because, you know, no media is supposed to be coming in and out, so they did this illegally. When he watched this black site media and heard the woman's voice, he immediately should have took her into custody. He immediately should have tried to protect her or something. He already knew they was about to come for her.
Yeah.
And Khalil could have been led to him, and Gambi probably could have fixed him. But here we are with nothing.
Well, y'all, please let us know in the comments what your OMBL moment is. And before we hop into...
Someone said, my second OMBL moment is the fact that Asian Odell telling that he had a literal chip and could help erase student loan debt on the low.
Mm. Oh!
They don't want to see us eat. They don't want to see us eat out here. Before we hop into news and gossip, though, I want to know, ladies, chat... Josh in the booth. Josh. If you were a meta, what would you want your meta powers to be?
Oh, don't do this to me. Wait, there's so many.
I think about this all the time. I just want you to know.
I would probably want to be like a Commander Williams. Be able to absorb any meta power anywhere.
I like that.
Because then I don't have to choose one. What's up? I get next to you, I got yours. Get next to you, I got your, like, what's up?
Zuri.
I think I really like this invisible. Like, there's no need to fight you if you can't see me.
That's
you're a hider.
I feel like
you ain't gotta hide. I'm here for you.
I think I would want transportation because I don't got a car, and these Ubers are expensive, so it would save me a whole lot of money. And if I was fighting, boop, where you at? Oh, I'm behind you. Oop, where you at? I'm in front of you. I could fight anybody.
I'm gonna steal my meta power from the Vampire Diaries because the second they introduced it, I was like, oh, I want not the Vampire Diaries are metas, but the power. I was like, oh, I want that.
What is it?
And it's the power of compulsion. It is when you can heavily persuade someone to do something.
Drew.
And I was like, oh.
You probably already got that power.
I want that. Like, hello, Drake, run me my check. And he'd be like, bet. You know what I'm saying?
Then I'm going to go come stand next to you and be like, hey, Beyonce, run me my check. What's that? Like,
I don't want to fight anybody. I just want coins and I don't want to work anymore. I think I want to be a housewife. I think that's what the power is. I think it's like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's like, that's
wow.
My ability. But let's see in the chat what you guys want. Power to the people. Say cosmic awareness. That's deep.
That sounds really draining.
Can you explain that?
Because I feel like with awareness, you have responsibility. Yeah. And I'm a pass.
What is that?
Someone said to teleport.
I feel like just. To know everything.
We got some shape-shifting, mind control, eat whatever and not gain a pound. Baby.
And I'm gonna
come. That would honestly be my meta power right there, just eat everything I want.
Okay. That would be Josh's.
Look, I'm going to come sit next to you when I eat, okay? Look, with my power.
Let's combine.
Maui's powers and Moana. Okay. Yes. Turn into a shark.
Yeah.
I just turn into Wei Wei. And someone said my meta powers would be gins. I dig it. You guys have good powers. I judge people based off what powers that they would say they have. Because sometimes people have dumb powers. I'm like, that's stupid. Why would you do that? But I approve of everyone's powers.
Like that freeze guy. Why do you want to just turn into a cold ball of ice?
Yeah.
What's up?
Move to Alaska. Like, you could be it for free. Okay, but you guys in the chat, in the comments, let us know your all's powers. I'm digging them so far. Make sure to tweet us throughout the week. We love it. Let's hop into news and gossip before we go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Portia, take it away.
So, y'all, this week, it has been announced that Wayne Brady is joining the cast this season as the Gravedigger. What's up, Wayne Brady? If y'all don't know him, he does Let's Make a Deal. He also sings, too. You know, he did the cover of... can't think of the song right now. It ain't coming quick enough.
He was on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Facts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, everybody knows him. Here we are. Wayne Brady is joining us, and we are happy that more people are coming to the cast who familiar faces that we've seen before. Because, you know, we've seen Braxton, and then we got a few more other people that's joining. And here is Wayne Brady. What's up? Like, I ain't seen him act in, like, action type, you know?
Yeah. It's cool that Black Lightning is putting, like, not putting on, but it's cool that Black Lightning is introducing, like, black actors that we grew up on to a new generation. because we had Jose from The Game came through. Old girl from
Perenna.
Yes, like it's cool that we're having these people like come through, and it's like introducing it to a new generation. I think that's dope. I'm super excited. Grave Digger's a cool character in the comics. He's very like, you know, hand to hand combat, like don't play no games, like can fight. So I'm really excited to see how he's introduced and who he's like, what side is he gonna be on?
Yeah. You know? Well, Grave and Diggin'. I'm just hoping he heroic. I'm just hoping he's saving people who die who ain't need to die. And since you grave digging,
maybe he's grave digging for Odell, like putting Odell in the grave.
Oh yeah, dig that. Give him a whole 16 feet, 20 feet. Dig 20 feet of that mug. Okay, drop him down in there, bury him, and then throw a little bit of cold stone on top of that. Like, just don't let this man come up out of there.
Ooh, child,
he got to go.
I told you I'd rather have Tobias than have Agent Odell.
Why is he still living in Jeff's presence?
Well, let's get into predictions. Let's predict on that.
Oh, you gotta go. Now, you're after Buzz TV
predictions. I try really hard not to watch the trailers for the following week because
I didn't see this one.
Because I want to be surprised. Mm-hmm. So I think all of us are going off not seeing the trailer for this.
Yeah, we didn't see it.
Good. I like that better, I think. But what do you guys... Let's do two since I wasn't here last week. Your prediction for next episode and what you would like to see happen this season.
So my prediction for the next episode is that Lynn and Jeff are going to come to an agreement and they're going to plot on how to take Odell out. That's my prediction for next episode. What I hope to see in this season is the fact that Khalil sees Jen and that brain stuff don't work on her.
My prediction for next episode is that Odell sends Khalil to see to kill Jen at home. So kind of like a knock on the door. Oh my God, I miss you. Killer just in cold blood. And then I hope that Odell really is the good guy in the end, at the end of the season.
Nah, Odell gotta go. My prediction is that we're definitely going to see Anissa slowly turn into an evil character, maybe up until Grace probably changes her. And then I am hoping to see Painkiller turn back into Khalil, hello, and get with Jen because Jen has been through enough. She already went through one death. He doesn't need to die again. And hopefully they could be together, be a team.
Team
happiness.
I think we're going to see Grace maybe next episode. I think sooner rather than later, and we're going to figure out what's going on there because we saw her briefly last episode. I'm ready. Like, let's stop dragging this out. I want to get into it. Like, what's going on here? So I think that's going to hopefully be addressed next episode. And this isn't really a hope for the season, but I'm really, like, they're already dropping tidbits in The Flash and, like, other shows about what the Crisis on Infinite Earths is going to be, like, how it's tying them in. I'm ready to see how the heck it's going to tie Black Lightning in because they weren't supposed to be part of
Arrowverse. So since I never watched all the other Infinite Earth heroic shows, where do I start in trying to get to see how the, you know, merge is going to happen? Do I got to start at the first season of something? Or can I watch a last season of something?
What I will say was cool before we go about the show is that, or about these shows, is that you can technically just watch your episode if you want to.
Okay.
And you won't miss out on any plot really for your show. But if you want to watch the other ones, it still makes enough sense that you can watch it and not be confused. So you wouldn't have to watch it. Because I don't watch Legends of Tomorrow, but I can watch the Legends of Tomorrow episode and be like, okay, I know who these people are. Because they have everyone crossing over so much. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if we're going to have someone pop up in Freeland before this crossover. I would like to see that. Because we got the pop-ups in all the other shows, so...
Right. And then a lot of people left other shows to be to heroes on other shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I want to see that start to formulate under this plot line sooner rather than later, because normally they do the Crisis on Infinite Earths like around the holidays and it's October. So
what are we waiting on?
Yeah, I saw them. I'm ready for this one.
Let's go. Let's do it. Give me an Iris West and Williams, or not Williams, Cress Williams, Pierce sisters I want to team up with some black girl magic.
Okay? I want the whole family power. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You know, taking people out.
I want Cisco and Lynn. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. But you guys, let us know your all's predictions in the comments. Make sure to like and subscribe. Show us love throughout the week. We'll show you guys love right back. And until next time, ladies, where can they find you all?
Okay, I'm starting over here. I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zuri Shalice.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J, or hop over in an hour and I'll be on the Flash After Show. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.